Well, Nick, outstanding opening round. And as you know from being on this tour, you've got to get out after it right away.
Yeah, especially today. I knew I had to get off to a good start. Tomorrow's going to be a north wind, and it's going to be a lot trickier than today. So playing catch up with a little more difficult conditions tomorrow is going to play tougher.
Well, you know this course pretty well. Tell me a little bit how it played today, and maybe what some of the key holes were for you.
Yeah, today was like a little warm morning. It was a little breezy to start. I made a bogey on 13 today, my fourth hole of the day. Missed the green with a wedge. I had 118 yards, missed the green, but I kept my composure. Hit a great 5-iron the next hole, made a good par on 14. And then I got up and down on 15 for birdie, and that kind of started my run. So I'm just happy with how level-headed I was out there and how focused I was out there. After a long layoff like that, it can be tough to stay sharp mentally, but I was sharp out there.
I know that I was told you're kind of coming back from an injury. Was it the wrist? I know you were struggling with that for a while, even I think last year.
Yeah, it was a little more minor last year. This year it was a different injury to the same wrist. I subluxated my ECU tendon, so I basically just partially dislocated a tendon, and I had to wait for it to heal. So it was like just 3-4 weeks of just ice and just compression. So I didn't get to do much the last month or so, but I started hitting balls a few days ago, and it feels good. So going to keep on, hopefully feeling good.
Did the wrist play into some of the struggles you had in your last few PGA Tour events?
Not at all. No. No, I felt like my game was actually pretty good. I just haven't had the best year the last 365 days. It just hasn't been my best golf. I don't feel like I'm playing that poorly, but I know I'm not hitting my standard out there, but I know I'm close. So sometimes it's just a game. You go through peaks and valleys. I felt like I was becoming a better player, even though I wasn't seeing the results, and hopefully that shows soon.
I think you went through this, and I think Patrick Flavin went through this a little bit. A couple of tour events, you're out there, and after 36 holes, you're under par, which is good, but just not enough to make the cut for the weekend.
Yeah, on the PGA Tour, you can play well and miss the cut. That's just the reality of it. And I definitely had a couple of tournaments where I did that, but I also had some tournaments where I didn't play well and just wasn't really playing to my as well as could, obviously. But I don't really see it as like, oh, I've struggled that much. I think it's just been a lot of growing pains, a lot like my 2019 season where I had no status, just a lot of learning. And I think it's good though.
When did the wrist start to really become a problem?
Just the fourth hole in the final round in New Orleans, I felt a pop and I knew it was messed up from there, but it was the final round and I, only had to play a little more golf on that Sunday, and I got an MRI and I found out what it was. Doctor said I'd be out a month, so, and he was right. I was out a month. I tried to come back sooner, but I couldn't. And it feels good though. It feels good right now. I'm just blessed to be playing. When you sit out in the sidelines a little bit for an injury, I've never had an injury in my career, so when you sit out on the sidelines, it gives you kind of changes your perspective a little bit. I'm just grateful to be playing now.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to, at least as you come back, to sort of have a home week here to do it?
Right when I got hurt, I was circling this. I was like, I know I'm not going to get in the Schwab, so I know if I can play at home, that'd be awesome. So, I was hopeful the whole time that when I was rehabbing to be back here. So, it was kind of nice. I knew from the time I got hurt that the doctor said I'd be out a month, so I targeted this whole time, and I kind of knew I was going to play here from the start.
Mm-hmm. Did you come home at all and work with your coach a little bit on what you could do while the wrist was bothering you?
Yeah, I came home like just over a week ago, but I was hanging out in Arizona for 3 weeks. I just hung out there, and there wasn't much I can do, so I might as well be in better weather than here.
Well, bad weather here has been the story, but I believe you're also scheduled to play at John Deere. And yep. I know from talking to Patrick the other day, he says here and there is kind of a nice little stretch. You know where you're going, and a couple of tournaments at courses you're familiar with.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's another thing on the PGA Tour. I just, you don't have experience playing these golf courses, and you're playing against guys who've been out there 10 years, and that's a big difference. Like, here it is for me. I played here a lot, and I feel comfortable out here. And the John Deere, I've been there a couple times, so it's definitely helpful having that experience.
Have you or will you be trying to qualify for U.S. Open?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm doing that a week from Monday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you know where you're going.
I have a general idea. I don't think they've confirmed where I'm going yet, but I'm going to Springfield. That's where my first choice was, where I've qualified three times for Field Ohio. So,
Finally, I don't know your schedule for next week, but are you doing anything with U of I on the reopening of the golf course down there?
I know what's going on next Friday. I don't think I'll be able to make it, though, because I'll be going to Ohio for the qualifier, but it's pretty cool. I think I hear some great things about Stone Creek. I think Coach and the rest of the program in Illinois did a great job with it, so hopefully it's going to turn out great.
Was there a little disappointment seeing the streak come to an end at the,
yeah,
the regionals?
For sure. At least they got the Big Ten, which was cool. That's a great streak that's going still, but definitely a bummer. I think they're going to come back stronger next year, though. I think everyone's coming back, so the coach is going to have them ready. That's for sure.
What does this week mean to you in terms of resetting, coming back to your roots home and then coming back to your roots in KFT? What is this doing for you this week?
I mean, I feel fresh. I feel ready. I've been out a month, so it's just certainly nice getting to come back home for that restart. It's just, good feelings all around, good vibes. Seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, and it's just good to be home.
And then last question, how many pieces of deep dish do you think you could eat in the West Series?
My friends have done this challenge, and I think I can do, if it's a large deep dish from Lou Malz, I probably can do 6, but that's stretching it. Right, I've done that before, but that's only if I'm...
Player dining.
I'm not going to do it during this week, no way. But I'll try it Monday.
Nick, if the conditions don't change too much,
yeah,
is there a target number you think that is looking like a number you'd have to hit to be a winning score right there on Sunday?
It's tough to tell right now because there's so much weather that's changing the next 3 days. I haven't looked so much at Saturday, Sunday, but I just know that it's going to be north wind tomorrow. So, heck, a couple under might be good tomorrow. It's going to be tough to tell. That's why, I knew I had to get off to a good start today because it's tough to play catch up tomorrow when it's a north wind. It's going to play tougher out here. But I don't know, 20 under probably.